You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Several people on the line. We're going to go to you in the order you called. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Mark from the SAC. Mark from the SAC, my friend, what's on your mind?
Yeah, as far as stocking market, first off, stocking market brook trout, I'm for that because the little stream that I used to fish when I was a kid way up north, several of the little streams, you know, they no longer stock with brook trout. I don't know if it was a funding issue back in the mid-2000s that they quit stocking that little creek. I don't get up there very often. But that's what got me into fishing when I was a kid, that being able to bike down to that little creek and,
right.
and you know, and step in and walk upstream and fish down and catch, you know, catch some trout. You know, add some money, you know, if they need more facilities, add some money to the stamp. I mean, add 50 cents to the stamp or a dollar to the stamp. For the pheasants as well. I mean, that I'd like to see more pheasants stocked, you know, and so we see more birds here in the fall because of changes in agricultural practices. We do not see the pheasants
right.
Wisconsin used to produce naturally. So, I mean, but then again, add to the facilities, add to the cost of the pheasants.
Yeah, give them some money. Give them some money. No, don't just tell them to do it, to pose for holy pictures. Give them some money. There should be more trout. There should be more pheasants. There should be more turkeys. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But the truth is,
the
wildlife management specialist decide what it costs to do that, and then give them the money. Give them the money. Right. Mark, thanks a lot for calling in. That's an excellent point. We're going to Dan of Madison. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks a lot. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Well, two things. First, with the DNR stuff that we're talking about here, you got to think about this strategically. What is the actual purpose of the Republicans doing this? So you got to think about it. You guys just mentioned it's going to cost a lot of money. So if this is an order from the legislature to the DNR, then the DNR must shift resources from something else to do this.
Right.
So essentially, they're trying to defund the regulation component of the DNR by forcing them to transfer funds into a different project.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very good point. There's nothing innocent or benign about what the Republicans are doing. So you can say on the surface, and I would agree too, and I'd agree with Mark from the SAC, fine, let's stock more pheasants, stock more turkeys, and maybe stock more trout. Although with the trout, you want to stock them in streams and rivers that can accommodate them. And if there's a problem with forever chemicals and there's a problem with something else, let the wildlife management people figure out the maximum that it can tolerate. Having said that, you don't just tell somebody, go ahead and do that and find the money. Because if they're told to do that to find the money, they, as you point out, they are going to pull back on other kinds of environmental management. And, you know, the thing that kills me about a lot of people in the Republican Party, when I started out in politics a long time ago, the Republicans would say, well, DNR means damn near Russia. They're telling us they got to do this, they got to do that. Their management has resulted in the best hunting conditions in the country. Their wildlife management, their management of the deer herd, their management of all of these populations has actually provided for great hunting. If you had no regulation whatsoever, there wouldn't be an animal left in the state, and they'd be hunting pigeons and they'd be hunting squirrels. I mean, so all of this baloney. The legislature does not have the expertise. What they are trying to do is just kind of send a signal to the Trump base saying we oppose any regulation. Okay, maybe that scratches an itch that makes some people feel good. But take a look at this. If there should be a season on sandhill cranes, at least have the wildlife management specialists at the DNR say that, analyze it, and then regulate that. In other words, numbers and so on. Secondly, yeah, pheasants, turkeys, brook trout, great. Have more. I like flowing. I liked fishing the Chippewa flowage. You know, I thought I'd catch a muskie. I never did my whole life up there, but it's beautiful and I liked it. But the point of the matter is, I'm not going to tell anybody what to stock. I'm not going to, in terms of numbers, I'm not going to tell anybody. And if I do tell them, at least have the decency to give them the money to do it as the legislature, but they won't. What they want to do is cut the funding. And that's a very good phrase, defund the DNR. This is one way of doing it. Listen, thanks a lot for calling in, Dan. Good point. Well, I'll tell you what, some skullduggery in Texas. No, we're not going to go to Texas. We're going to Betsy of Madison, my friend. Betsy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Well, you're talking about our beautiful Wisconsin and how Republicans have really harmed it. And,
right.
You know, I grew up with Republicans. This is never our lot to destroy. I mean, this is what's so disturbing. You know, Scott Walker has been trying to destroy the DNR since he came in and weaken it and have a deer czar, and, you know, and then moratorium on the mining and selling off our state land to new lines and, you know, just, you know, open for business, which is destruction is what it is. And that's all I got to say. Thanks for bringing it up. It just makes me feel
upset. That's a very good point. The Republican Party used to be Environmental Party. You know, this program statewide that Walker tried to kill and then he rolled back to buy land up north and keep it in kind of federal and state trust so it couldn't be developed is called it's the Gaylord Nelson Warren Knowles, the Knowles Nelson Trust. Warren Knowles was governor of Wisconsin in the late 60s. And his brother, who is I forget his first name, also Knowles though, was the head of the Wisconsin Alumni Association. They were strong advocates of the University of Wisconsin system and strong advocates of the environment. Where is that today? Where is that today? You know what the answer is? The Republican Party today simply is using the name Republican. It's not a Republican Party, and it's not the Republican Party historically it had been. So you're right. The Knowles-Nelson program, Walker tried to eliminate, buying much less land so it can be developed, number one. Number two, one of his big donors wanted some land on a Choice Lake up there, and he said fine and gave it to her. And she deeded some land somewhere else that was much less desirable. That was wrong. The other thing is he got rid of state wetlands protections. They will not regulate forever chemicals the way they should. They have these mines that pour sulfur into rivers. They have the deep well drilling in central Wisconsin, sucking the groundwater out, drying up lakes, rivers, and streams. Hey, Republicans out there, okay? You vote Republican? You care about the environment? You care about the environment? Have you been asleep for 10 years? What's the matter with you? You've been asleep for 10 years? These people are nothing more than like 19th century development-oriented people that sold out to the railroads and Fighting Bob La Follette. And the railroads did the same kind of stuff. Fighting Bob La Follette came along, and he took care of business. He took care of business. And we need somebody right now to take care of business, because if this keeps going on, and especially, God forbid, if a Republican ever got in the governorship, we're going to have an environment that looks like somewhere in Mississippi or Alabama, where no one cares, and there's pollution all over the place. We're going to a break. The line's alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to the lines right after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to catch up on. We are going to go to Texas, and then we're going to go to Washington, D.C. So the lines are alive, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.